healing miracle of Christ. In Matthew chapter 12, we'll read verses 9 through verse 13. When he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue, that is Jesus. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said to them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if he fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much more then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then said he to the man, that is the man with the withered hand, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Now Matthew, Mark, and Luke each record this particular miracle of Christ regarding this man who had a withered hand. And again, like all the miracles of Christ, it is certainly a manifestation of Christ's authority. As all the healing miracles of Christ, it is a manifestation of his grace, his mercy, and his power. And again, they, like all the healing miracles, are a picture of salvation, a picture of the saving operations of the grace of God upon chosen sinners. We want to, first of all, look at some background concerning this miracle. Once again, we see that it is a miracle that took place in a particular synagogue. Matthew writes there in verse 9 that he went into their synagogue. Mark, in Mark chapter 3 and verse 1, writes he entered again, indicating that this was his habit. He entered again into the synagogue. And Luke writes in Luke 6 and verse 6, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue. So Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record that Jesus entered this particular synagogue. Now Luke adds something or records something that the others do not record. Notice in Luke chapter 6 and verse 6, Luke 6 verse 6, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man whose right hand was withered. Luke tells us that he not only entered the synagogue, it tells us that he taught. The others tell us what transpired between Jesus and this man with the withered hand. But Luke tells us that Jesus went into this synagogue and he taught. And this was, Jesus often taught when he went into the synagogues, if not always. We see this throughout the Gospels. Notice in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 54, when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue. He taught them in their synagogue. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 21, Mark 1 verse 21, the latter part of that verse says, he entered into the synagogue and taught. He entered into the synagogue and taught. In Mark chapter 6 and verse 2, And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. So we see over and over, and there are other verses as well in Luke and also in John that record that Jesus would go into the synagogues and he would teach. In other words, this was his practice. Notice in Luke chapter 4 and verse 16. Luke 4 and verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his practice was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read, which tells us how he taught. He would take the laws of God, he would take the Old Testament, and he would read, and no doubt he would expound upon that. So this was his custom. He would go into the synagogues, and he would go there to teach. The next thing we see about this particular miracle is it took place in the synagogue, but Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record that this particular miracle took place on the Sabbath day. And again, as we've already noted, there are seven miracles that are recorded. Certainly there were more, but there are seven recorded healing miracles of Christ that took place on the Sabbath day. Now, Jesus intentionally, he did intentionally. And Jesus intentionally healed on the Sabbath day. So there was a definite purpose for Jesus healing on the Sabbath day. One of the purposes for Jesus healing on the Sabbath day was to manifest his authority over the Sabbath. Notice in Matthew 12 and verse 8, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day." So every time he would heal on the Sabbath day, he was manifesting that he had authority. He had authority over the Sabbath. Another reason that Jesus would heal on the Sabbath, you'll notice every miracle where Jesus healed on the Sabbath, it always involved the scribes and the Pharisees. And the scribes and Pharisees, they reacted the same way every time. That is, it upset them greatly that Jesus would heal on the Sabbath. So one of the reasons that Jesus healed several times on the Sabbath day was to correct and to rebuke the Jewish leaders of their abuse of the Sabbath day. And because they did truly abuse the Sabbath day, they added to what God said. And again, it is a sin to take away from what God has said. It's also a sin to add to what God has said. And the Pharisees, of course, did that often. That was their life. They would add to what God said, and perhaps in no other area more than the Sabbath. So he would perform these healing miracles on the Sabbath day to correct and to rebuke the Jewish leaders of that day. Also, it was for the purpose of unmasking the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and the scribes concerning the Sabbath. And again, we need to be careful with this as well. When you add to God's word, when you add to God's law, you put yourself in a position that you cannot follow. So you're automatically hypocrite. I mean, we can't follow what God has said. There is no sense to add to what God has said. And many do that, and they put more emphasis upon what they've added rather than what God has said. And that's what the Pharisees did. They put more emphasis upon what they added to the laws regarding the Sabbath. And they put themselves in a corner, and all do when they add to God's word. They put themselves in a corner where they can't be consistent. and therefore you have hypocrisy. And Jesus, no doubt, healed on the Sabbath for the purpose of unmasking the hypocrisy. Also, he would heal on the Sabbath, of course, for simply teaching the people the right use of the Sabbath day. So leading up to this particular miracle, there was a conversation that took place in the synagogue between the scribes and Pharisees and Jesus. And Jesus spoke to them concerning the Sabbath day. Now, it's not our purpose in this series to get into the Sabbath day, so we're not going to do that. But in Matthew chapter 12, verses 11 and 12, and he said unto them, again, unmasking hypocrisy, showing that they had painted themselves, they had put themselves in a corner. What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold of it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. They had taken the laws of God to the extreme. And in so doing, again, they became hypocritical. Thirdly, we've seen the place of the miracle is the synagogue. The day of the miracle is on a Sabbath day. Then there were those who witnessed this miracle. And like many of the healing miracles of Christ, the scribes and Pharisees were there. And Jesus many times would heal people to, again, point out the hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees. So the scribes and Pharisees were in that particular synagogue. Now, there were synagogues everywhere, but in that particular synagogue, there were scribes and Pharisees, and they were there on that particular Sabbath. And their purpose for being there is they found out that Jesus would be in that particular synagogue. And their purpose for being there is stated by Matthew, Mark, and Luke, why they were there. Why did they come to that particular synagogue on that particular day? Notice Matthew 12, verse 10. Matthew 12, verse 10. The last few words of verse 10, that they might accuse him. There, behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, they asked Jesus, saying, is it lawful to heal in the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? They were there to make an accusation against Jesus Christ. That was their purpose for being there. We see also in Mark chapter 3, in Mark's account, Mark chapter 3 and verse 2. And they watched him. They watched Jesus. They were intently watching Jesus Christ, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. So they're there for all the wrong reasons. And Jesus, of course, he knew who would be there that day. He made sure that they would be there that particular day. Now, Luke records in Luke chapter 6 and verse 8 that Jesus knew the thoughts, he knew the intents of these so-called religious leaders. Verse 8. But he knew their thoughts. Again, in verse 7, he says that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts. And he said unto them, and then he went into, he addressed the man with the withered hand. But again, he knew their thoughts. And then Jesus, of course, knows the thoughts of and the hearts and the intents of all. So here are these scribes and Pharisees. They are intently watching Jesus, not for the purpose of learning from what he taught, but for the purpose of making an accusation against Jesus Christ. And these scribes and Pharisees would follow Jesus from town to town, seeking to entrap Jesus Christ. They would ask him questions over and over, seeking to entrap Jesus Christ, trying to find some inconsistency, trying to find some hypocrisy. And Christ would answer many of their questions with a question by simply turning it back to them. That brings us to the actual miracle itself. Now, again, it is recorded three times that Jesus went into the synagogue. No doubt, he went into that synagogue with a purpose. We've already seen one of his purposes for going into the synagogue. One of his purposes was to teach. And Luke does record that that's what he did that day. He taught in the synagogue. No doubt he went into the synagogue not only to teach, but he also went into that synagogue to confront. To confront the scribes and Pharisees. He knew they would be there. He knew their thoughts, he knew their intents, and he would go there to confront, to correct these scribes and Pharisees. But I believe his main objective, his main aim, his main reason for going to that particular synagogue on that particular Sabbath was one man. And that was the man who had the withered hand. That is the main reason, that is the main purpose for Jesus going into this particular synagogue. Jesus always comes where the sinner is. We see that in we see it in all the miracles. Jesus comes in one way or the other. He comes to where the sinner is located. Now, let's look at the particular man, the recipient of this miracle. In each account, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, there is the mention of a particular man in the synagogue. There are many people, no doubt, in the synagogue that day. But one man is mentioned in particular. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 10, and behold, again, that's a note of exclamation. That's a note of exclamation. It's a note to draw our attention. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. That is, his hand was all shriveled up. It was useless to him. We see in Mark chapter 3, Mark chapter 3 and verse 1, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And then in Luke chapter 6 and verse 6, and Luke again, he's the physician. And Luke always gives us a little more detail than the other gospel writers as far as the condition of the diseased person. That's consistent throughout. And that, again, I believe that's because Luke was a physician and he perhaps paid more attention to those details. But he tells us in Luke 6 and verse 6, and there was a man whose right hand was withered. Luke is the only one that tells us which hand was withered for whatever reason. But we see there is no mention of who this man is. There is no mention of his background. There is no mention of his life. The only thing that we know about him is that his right hand is shriveled. That's the only thing that we know about this man. No mention is made why he came to the synagogue on that day. Was he there to worship the Lord? Perhaps. I tend to believe that this man was planted there by the scribes and Pharisees to see what Jesus would do. But it really doesn't matter why he was there. He perhaps came curious. Perhaps he desired to hear the teachings of Jesus. Perhaps he came hoping to be healed. We don't know. But the important thing is, he was there. He was there on this particular day, and Jesus would be there also. Again, why he came, what his mindset was, we do not know. But Jesus entered the synagogue that day. The scribes and the Pharisees are there. Others are there. But in particular, there is this man with the withered hand. And no doubt, everyone in that synagogue had needs. Everyone in that synagogue on that particular day had needs that only the Lord could meet. The scribes and the Pharisees had many, many needs. Perhaps not physical needs, but they had many, many, many needs that only the Lord could meet. And that synagogue was filled with those individuals. And so it is today. When we come to the house of God, or any time God's people assemble, there are innumerable needs that only the Lord can meet. Does the Lord meet every need, every Lord's day, of every single person? We know he doesn't. We know that he does not do that. Could he do that? Certainly he could. So, if he could do it, and doesn't do it, does that not mean that he chose not to do it? So again, there were many people who had many needs, but Jesus entered that synagogue, and since Jesus ministered to this one man in a special way, in a healing way, perhaps, and no doubt, because we see that they were astounded at his teaching. Many were blessed by his teaching, and many were helped by his teaching, and many needs were met by what he taught in the synagogue that day. But there was one man in particular, and Jesus chose to deal with this man. So we have already seen that the scribes and Pharisees, their eyes are on Christ. They know this man's here. Again, perhaps they planted him there. And all the accusatory eyes are upon Jesus Christ. And then we read, he saith unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. There in Mark 3 and verse 3. So no doubt, when Jesus entered the synagogue, this man was sitting. And Jesus told him to stand forth. Not only to stand up, but to step forward. That is, so all could see. Now all people could see this man with the withered hand. And Mark, or Luke records, rise up and stand forth in the midst. In Luke 6 verse 8. So Jesus wants everybody to see this man, and the purpose is so that they could not just see the man. They weren't drawing attention to the man, but Jesus was drawing attention to himself, what he was about to speak, and what he was about to do. And we'll stop there and continue next week. Let's look to the Lord. word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord.